Worldview: Hamas-Fatah Relationship Deteriorates on Palestinian Anniversary. By John Jasonakis on January 7, 2019. This morning's key headlines from generationaldynamics.com. Hamas vs. Fatah relationship deteriorates sharply on Palestinian anniversary. Bomb disposal robot detonates object carried into Israel by helium balloons. Hamas vs. Fatah relationship deteriorates sharply on Palestinian anniversary. Employee inspects damage to Palestinian Authority media office in Gaza after attacks by five men, AFP. Tensions between Hamas, the governing authority in Gaza, and the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, the governing authority in the West Bank, have intensified substantially in the last few days. The trigger for the latest fallout was, apparently, plans by Fatah's 83-year-old leader Mahmoud Abbas to celebrate the 54th anniversary of the launching of Fatah's first attacks against Israel and to do so by holding several rallies throughout the Gaza Strip, governed by Hamas. According to Fatah, Hamas prevented those rallies from taking place by arresting 500 of its men in the Gaza Strip, subjecting many of them to torture and raiding the homes of many Fatah officials and activists, confiscating material and equipment that was supposed to be used during the Fatah rallies. Then, to make matters worse, Hamas allowed Abbas's political rival, Mohammed Dahlan, and his supporters to hold their own rallies to celebrate the 54th anniversary of Fatah's first attack against Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post. This had led to vitriolic mutual accusations, with each side accusing the other of being a traitor. Abbas accused Hamas being spies for Israel, while Hamas accused Abbas of being a dictator, senile, a liar, and mentally unstable. Abbas was called the collaborator because of the security coordination between his security forces and Israel in the West Bank. On Friday, five armed men entered the offices of the Palestinian Authority's media headquarters in Gaza, assaulted the workers and destroyed equipment, including cameras, equipment, furniture, and broadcasting equipment. On Saturday, Hamas arrested five men and accused them of being the perpetrators, and also announced that all five men were Fatah employees whose motive was revenge for not getting paid salaries. However, Fatah leaders hold Hamas responsible. On Friday evening, Abbas announced a halt to payment of salaries and social welfare to thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, which amounts to $96 million monthly. Fatah also announced it would close all its offices in Gaza in anticipation of any attacks on them. For several years, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been trying to mediate a reconciliation between Hamas and Fatah so that they can form a unity government representing all Palestinians. Once that is done, the grand fantasy is that this unity government can then negotiate with Israel for the boundaries and the two-state solution, which will produce two nations, Israel and Palestine, side by side in peace. As I wrote in my very first generational dynamics analysis on May 1, 2003, when President George Bush published his Mideast Roadmap to Peace, which described the details of a two-state solution, that will never happen. Generational Dynamics predicts that the plan would fail because the Jews and the Arabs would be refighting the 1948 war that followed the partitioning of Palestine and the creation of the State of Israel. All the machinations and negotiations for a unity government and a two-state solution are completely naive. Polls have shown that young Palestinians consider 83-year-old Mahmoud Abbas to be a fool. The Hamas leaders get more respect because they are a generation younger, but not much more respect. What they are all waiting for is a young obsessed fanatic, their own version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to inspire them to become martyrs for their cause. Generational Dynamics predicts that the Mideast is headed for a major regional war refighting the 1948 war between Jews and Arabs that followed the partitioning of Palestine and the creation of the State of Israel. The war will also pit Sunnis versus Shias and various ethnic groups against each other. Iran is controlled by an ancient generation of hardliners whose policies are strongly opposed by the growing population of younger generations. Generational Dynamics predicts that in the approaching clash of civilizations world war, the axis of China, Pakistan and the Sunni Muslim countries will be pitted against the allies, the US, India, Russia, and Iran. Jerusalem Post, 2 Jan, and Mideast Ayin al-Arabiya, 5 Jan, and Jerusalem Post, 5 Jan, and Reuters. Bomb disposal robot detonates object carried into Israel by helium balloons. A police bomb disposal robot carries away a drone-shaped device from a carrot field that had been flown in from Gaza by a cluster of helium balloons on Sunday. Israel police. On Sunday morning, a large object was flown into Israel from Gaza by means of a large cluster of helium balloons. The object looked like a drone glider, although it was apparently not capable of flight. The name of a Gaza engineering college was printed on the side of the object. The device landed in a carrot field in southern Israel. A police bomb disposal robot examined the device, causing it to explode like a bomb. The drone lookalike was then carried away. Related articles. 8 people killed in botched Israeli military operation in Gaza, November 13, 2018. Qatar provides $15 million in aid to Gaza. Will mediate electricity issues in Cyprus seaport, November 11, 2018. Islamic Jihad agrees to Egypt-sponsored ceasefire in Gaza after night of terror, October 29, 2018. Israel will close crossing point to Gaza in retaliation for incendiary kites, July 10, 2018. Israel hopeful that Egypt's mediation has ended Gaza violence, for now, June 1, 2018. Channeling Sisyphus, Trump and Abbas say Mideast peace not as hard as it looks, May 4, 2017. Keys, generational dynamics, Israel, Gaza, West Bank, Hamas, Fatah, Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, Mohammed Dahlan, Egypt, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.